This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of video sharing app TikTok, filed a petition late on Tuesday with a U.S. appeals court challenging a Trump administration order set to take effect on Thursday, requiring it to divest TikTok. President Donald Trump, in an August 14th order, directed ByteDance to divest the app within 90 days. In a statement, TikTok said, facing continual new requests and no clarity on whether our proposed solutions would be accepted, we've requested the 30-day extension that is expressly permitted in the August 14th order. It added, without an extension in hand, we have no choice but to file a petition in court to defend our rights. The White House and Treasury declined to comment. Justice Department did not immediately comment. The Trump administration contends TikTok poses a national security concerns as the personal data of U.S. users could be obtained by China's government. TikTok, which has over 100 million U.S. users, denies the allegations. A Canadian man charged with killing 10 people and the attempted murder of 16 in a 2018 van attack in Toronto told a court he should not be held criminally responsible as the five-week trial kicked off on Tuesday. Alec Manassian spoke to the court via Zoom. He has not denied his role in the attack, but said he is entering a plea of not criminally responsible on all counts. The prosecutor said psychological and psychiatric experts will be called to present evidence that the attack was, in his words, planned and deliberate. To keep up on this and all the stories we're covering at VOA, you can visit our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The United States on Monday reported more than 1 million new cases of COVID-19 in just the first 10 days of November. The U.S. has recorded over 10 million cases of COVID-19. That's the highest of any country in the world. And the statistics are according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. Midwestern states are being hit the hardest, with hospitalization rates in the region reaching record highs. The COVID-19 tracking project said more than 59,000 people were hospitalized nationwide on Monday. On the same day that the U.S. recorded this spike, two U.S. drug companies announced developments in the fight against the virus. Pfizer announced that its experimental vaccine was 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. U.S.-based drug maker Eli Lilly and Canadian-based biotech firm AbCellera announced a new antibody drug known as bamlanivimab. It is part of a class of treatments known as monoclonal antibodies, which are made to act as immune cells that scientists hope can fight off the virus. The antibody therapy is similar to one given to U.S. President Donald Trump after he tested positive for COVID-19 early last month. The FDA has approved the antibody drug for people 12 and older who are at risk of developing a serious form of COVID-19. In Washington, U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar says if pharmaceutical company Pfizer submits its interim COVID-19 vaccine to health regulators as quickly as expected, the U.S. government now expects to begin vaccinations in December. Pfizer on Monday said its vaccine was 90% effective against COVID-19. Azar says he anticipates more vaccines from other companies soon. The news comes as the U.S. surpassed 10 million total COVID-19 cases, including the more than 100,000 new cases on Monday. COVID-19 infections have spiked in other parts of the world, including in Europe, where some governments have instituted lockdown measures to slow the spread of the virus. Globally, the number of confirmed cases is more than 50 million, with 1.2 million deaths. Authorities in Afghanistan say an intelligence-led security operation has killed a key al-Qaeda leader in a western region close to the Iranian border. The Afghan spy agency identified the slain man as Mohammed Hanif, also known as Abdullah, and said he was linked to the terror network's regional affiliate, al-Qaeda, in the Indian subcontinent. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.